Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Open now for brunch.
And I want mango habanero. I want to eat mango habanero wings after the fight.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, mango habanero.
Mango habanero.
We could all use a little mango habanero wings.
Mango habanero.
DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Search DA and CBS. You'll get it there. Plus the permission granted podcast, the show about the show, available weekly there as well. This game preview brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. They say soccer is the football of the rest of the world. Catch all the soccer action at Buffalo Wild Wings. They've got select domestic beer specials for every single match. Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings Beer Sports. Offers vary. Also, baseball on the docket, Dodgers and Angels. Tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, three-game interleague rivalry series. Kenta Maeda expected to face fellow countryman Shohei Ohtani. Ohtani back, didn't have to go under the knife in surgery. Dodgers have won four in a row. They are eight games over 500. Also, World Cup going on right now, and France has just scored the 40th minute over Uruguay in the quarterfinal, otherwise known as the Elite Eight, if you will. This is the first match of the Elite Eight. France has just scored to take a 1-0 lead in the 40th minute. Joining us is our good friend, the always very funny and huge sports fan, Steve Hofstetter, who has a brand new book out, which is just killing it on the charts. Steve, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. This is the middle of baseball season. I know that you're a huge baseball fan.
No, I'm a Mets fan, so this is the off season.
I was going to say, this should be a really fun middle of the season, summertime, go out to the ballpark. But the season has been over for 2 months already.
2 years.
And so what are you doing with your baseball fandom in the middle of this misery?
Well, I went on MLB Network yesterday, and I had a joke that is, I told a joke that has stirred up a little controversy.
Oh.
Which is fun. Okay. Always fun.
All right.
Well, you know, I don't know if you saw that the Marlins announced that DJ Khaled bobblehead giveaway.
I saw that.
Yeah, which like a lot of people thought was ridiculous. First of all, they're only giving them away because that's what they got in the trade for Giancarlo Stanton. So that was the Yankees just gave him 10,000 DJ Khaled bobbleheads.
Right. Gotta give these away sometime, guys.
Right, absolutely. A lot of people thought it wasn't a fit, and not because, you know, it wasn't a fit, not because he has nothing to do with baseball. But because, as his wife can tell you, his guest hosted by Scott Braun.
I got to be honest. Funnier than the actual joke is hearing or thinking about those guys trying to process the joke. Dan O'Dowd and John Heyman. I could just imagine.
They were with me on most of my stuff, but I don't think that they're up on the latest DJ Khaled quotes.
Yeah.
So
I don't think so either.
Yeah, which is great. Which, by the way, most of your audience right now is like, oh, that's a funny joke because of what he said. And then some people are listening and just be like, I have no idea what this means. Don't Google it. That would be a bad idea. Please don't Google it.
I just love the idea of you going to the MLB Network and then all hell breaking loose.
Mm. I have, what I was told is, I've been on it, I think this is my sixth time now on MLB Now. And which is always so confusing because I post on Twitter like, hey, I'm on MLB Now. And they're like, well, I turned it on and you're not on. I'm like, no, I don't mean now. The show is named, I'm on MLB Now later.
Yeah.
I'll be on MLB Now in the future, not now.
Which,
yeah, it's very confusing.
Right,
but yeah, apparently other comedians have done way worse. So I think I'll be okay.
Good.
Yeah.
That's where the bar is. Steve Hofstetter joins us in studio. So you actually have a brand new book out. You actually, mm-hmm. the last time you were here, were discussing the release of the book. It's called The Ginger Kid. It actually is number 5 right now. Is that right? Number 5 on the Amazon pick list?
So Amazon does like top 5 pick every month.
Yeah.
And they included it.
That's awesome.
A top 5 pick, which was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, and then it debuted at number one in its category. Yeah, so it's called Ginger Kid, and it is the true story of, you know, my experience in high school, getting bullied a lot and finding comedy as a way out. I know listeners are like, what? This guy got bullied? That's ridiculous. You know, of course I did. And but one of the stories in there is a baseball story. I tell the story about, like, how I learned I was not going to be a professional baseball player.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, took a third of an inning.
One third of an inning. So that's one out.
One out. Now, that third of an inning lasted quite some time. I was pitching. So that third of an inning
40 minutes or so.
It was about 15 batters, but it was only a third of an inning. So it was just really, according to the box score, it was a very short amount of time.
Do you remember what each hitter did against you?
Not what each hitter did, because all those walks and hits kind of blend together. But I do remember there were a couple of things that stood out. First of all, four errors from my team. So
that's not on you. Those are unearned runs.
Those technically, all of the runs were unearned. I had a zero ERA, but that doesn't matter because they gave up four errors, but at the same time, I still allowed eight runs.
Yeah.
So only four of those were really not my fault.
Right.
Like, if someone gives up a bunch of errors and then it's just like single, single, double, single, single, double, it's like, yeah, you know, it's still not doing well.
Yeah.
I do remember, though, the last batter, I got pulled after I hit a guy. And I did not feel bad about hitting him at all because he was the first time through the order. This is how bad it was. The first time through the order, he was like trash talking me a lot. And I didn't hit him on purpose, but I was so frazzled at that point. I was just throwing my arm off. And at that point, I mean, it was jelly. I had faced so many batters in such a short period of time that I had nothing. And I just tried to throw it through him, basically. And I hit the guy. So,
did he come up again in the same inning?
After that one, no, that was my last batter. That was the last batter.
When you faced him the first time around.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was the same inning.
So they batted around.
The same inning. Like, I pitched more than one inning.
So they batted around on you.
By the way, I was the starter. This was not in relief. This was the first. I would have to do the math on this. So eight runs. I think I left two men on, one out. So 11 batters.
That's a Jason Vargas type start right there.
Yeah, it was real rough. It was a real rough time.
Did you try to play baseball to be part of the cool kids so that you wouldn't get bullied?
No, I just loved baseball. You know, I just always wanted to play. And here's the thing about, you know, you can do anything if you just set your mind to it. That's garbage. No, you can't. I can't throw more than 62. You think I could set my mind on it? That doesn't mean suddenly I can throw 90. And even if I could throw 90, what's that? High A? Like, you can't make the majors. Okay, so Dan Haran. But other than that, like, you can't make the majors if you're only throwing 90.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there be like, well, I'm 13. I could throw 60. So if I could just add another 10 miles an hour every year
per
so,
year for the next 3 years, I should be good.
Yeah, I should be scouted at that point. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
So what else is in the book? Is it like from freshman year right through senior year, all of your experiences in there?
Yeah, it basically starts with, there's like a little almost prologue that starts as I'm about to start high school. And then there's a little epilogue that's my first week of college.
Did you keep a journal back then to remember specifics about all these incidents?
I did not. And so while writing the book, it's one of those things, your memory starts getting jogged. You know, you put yourself back in that mind frame. And you think of one story and then another thing happens and, you know, it keeps reminding you. But what was super weird was I was basically reliving that time of my life for 6 months. And the day after the final draft was due was my 20-year high school reunion.
So I was going to ask you if it synced up like that. I had my 20-year reunion last summer.
Yeah.
And leading up to that, I started thinking about all of those things. Did you particularly or specifically write this book around that? So that it did jog your memory?
No, it just happened. I wish I had gone to the reunion before I wrote it.
Yeah.
So I could have asked a bunch of people questions. But instead, because I didn't really keep in touch with most people, I didn't, you know, I didn't go to any of the other reunions until that one. I kind of afterward, I pulled a Gross Point Blank, except without killing people.
Good.
And as far as you know, and I just kind of disappeared. And then so when I went back after reliving all this stuff, I'm sitting there and everybody, you know, a lot of people, if they haven't talked to each other for 20 years or whatever, and I'm just sitting there just be like, oh, you did that one thing to me in the cafeteria.
I
remember
that. About it.
Yeah. And so it was not the healthiest time. But so far I haven't. What was amazing, none of the bad guys in the book actually showed up to the reunion,
okay,
which was good.
Yes.
But I have not heard from any of them yet. And so I'm curious.
Do you name the bad guys?
So everyone's name has changed, but for anyone who was there with me, it's pretty freaking obvious who they are.
So it'd be obvious if somebody went to school with you and said, oh, yeah, you're this guy.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, like, so one of the characters in the book who's, like, the love interest throughout, so she and I got back in touch. She was a good friend of mine, and she and I got back in touch. And even her, who was with me through a lot of this, could only name about half the people because it just depends on which part of the story you're in. But I think enough people know that she knew all the main characters. It was pretty, yeah.
Protagonists and antagonists.
Some of them I changed their names so that it's still super obvious, but I will never confirm or deny who is who.
Steve Hofstetter joins us. The book is Ginger Kid. When you went back to your 20-year reunion,
yeah,
were you kind of a conquering hero? Like, wow, you made it big. You're a comedian. You're on national TV. You wrote a book. You're doing all this stuff.
I was in a better place than I was, but I would not call myself a conquering hero at all because I went to a school where, like, everyone's successful. It's just one of the, I mean, every now and then there's like a couple people that slip through the cracks, but for the most part, it's kind of like, oh, that's really cool. You're on TV a bunch. You have an international tour. And like, yeah, I'm a partner at my law firm. So screw you. Like, it's just, they have more money than me. They have more, like, and I'm just like, what am I supposed to do?
You needed to go to either my high school or Mraz's high school because, Mraz gets called for career day all the time. Career day, this is a guy that took 5.5 years to have a 4-year degree.
That's not surprising considering he just got bitten at a family party.
Yeah, right.
Like, you are literally related to vampires. So I'm not super surprised.
That's the crowd that he hangs out
in. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That, like, just the idea that, you know, they're like, what do you mean you don't have a third DUI? Come speak at our high school. I miss you guys.
Wait a second. But, like, you hold a full-time job and have for more than 3 years? We need to talk. You need to talk to kids.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to let kids know that it's possible
to not live in unemployment.
No, my school, like, my school's insane. First of all, Elena Kagan went to my school, a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah,
so tough. There's no way, like, unless I become president, I will never be more successful than she is.
Right.
And then also, and he's mentioned in the book with his real name because he's famous, so it's okay, but Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I was in a play with him when I was a junior in high school.
He did okay.
Yeah, and so did Chris Hayes. The three of us were in a play together.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Which is nuts.
Wow.
Absolutely nuts. Yeah. And I mean, aside, like, there are just so many, like, everyone from Cynthia Nixon to Young MC went to my high school. It's crazy.
They did okay for themselves.
Yeah. Like, if I get 10 times successful as I am now, like, I might get a mention in an alumni newsletter. Like, that's it. And my name will still be spelled wrong.
The book is The Ginger Kid, and it's available right now on Amazon. Steve Hofstetter is the author. He joins us here in studio. You've also got a tour coming up, and we're on all across the East Coast. And so those that want to check you out can check you out from D.C. right through South Carolina over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm in New York on Tuesday at Gotham. And then I go down to D.C. and basically just kind of snake my way down through Virginia, Tennessee, North Carolina, and South Carolina. So if people want to check out a show, pretty much most major cities in those states.
Very cool. And it's all right on your website, the calendar.
Absolutely. SteveHofstetter.com. And I'm sure that right after I finish playing those cities, someone will email me and be like, hey, when are you going to be in Knoxville? Or the best is, how come you never come to Knoxville? I'm like, I'm there this morning. I left. I'm leaving now. I just had breakfast there.
I performed last night.
Yeah,
people
do that all the time. Most of my time on social media is spent just being like, just go look at my calendar, please. Just go look at my calendar.
SteveHofstetter.com. And the book is doing great. I mean, this is on Amazon, and it's getting great reviews.
Yeah, it's in bookstores, too. It's teen nonfiction is what they've categorized it as, even though it's, you know, written for anyone.
Yeah.
But it's teen nonfiction, so it's on a shelf with, like, 8 other books. Because, like, that's a very small category. But it's super weird to, like, see what else is there.
Yeah.
Because most of the other books in that category are, like, here's some 13-year-old YouTuber that wrote an autobiography. Which is just, like, what did you write this about? Like, what did you...
Here was the upload process.
Right, exactly. Meanwhile, I mean, this isn't a memoir. This is just, you know, a funny story that happened. Or a couple funny stories. But
check it out.
It was a lot of fun.
Ginger Kid is the book. Check it out at Amazon or at bookstores. And also check out the website at Steve Hofstetter on Twitter as well, SteveHofstetter.com. Always good to have you here, buddy. Thanks so much.
I cannot wait for opening day.
2019.
2021.
2021.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.